Call 37, I'm Northeast Sandy in Fremont, eastbound. I have an individual on my bus is being very loud and verbal and threatening, to me anyway, and I don't care about the threatening part. I don't think it's necessary, but with the way he's being, it's such a distraction, it's really difficult to drive.
Okay, copy that. And there's no reason to be threatening, so you have your doors open there, let him know he needs to deboard the bus.
Absolutely, bus is running and secure.
Okay, and the doors are open, correct? And you've told him he needs to deboard the bus?
I politely invited him off the bus. But yes, the doors are open.
Okay, copy that. And is he doing anything? Did he respond to that at all? Or I don't hear anything, so is he quieted down?
Yeah, he quieted down, and he'll stay quiet for about 30 seconds. Then he goes off again. And I've had this gentleman on my bus probably a dozen times, and two or three times of those dozen times, he's been really good. But for the majority of the part of it, no.
Okay, copy that. So it doesn't sound like it's something you're willing to just try and see if you can get to the end of the line with him and have him be bored. Something you just want to tie it up now, and we can have a supervisor head your way. I'm not sure where the supervisor is, so it might take a little bit. But let me know if you think you can roll, try to roll with him just to get to the end of the line, or if you want to sit wait for a supervisor.
I can try to roll, but he's just getting ready to go off again here in just a moment. He got on the bus just screaming and swearing and what have you, and I told him that doesn't belong on the bus, and he says, okay, cool. And he sits down, and for maybe 5 minutes, he was good. And then from then on, it's been nothing.
All right, copy that. Well, if you feel like, go ahead and try it. You can go ahead and do that, like I said. And if he does start again, just go ahead and pull that bus over and give me a call right away. And then before you take off, though, I do want a good description of him.
I'm sorry, you said before I take off, I need to do what now?
I just like a good description of him, just in case you have more problems with him, okay?
Awesome, copy that.
So, real quick, give me a description of him, okay? I want to have that handy.
I would say that he's, probably Caucasian male. He's got light skin, gray curly hair, probably about 5'9", 205 pounds maybe, wearing a green jacket and light green pants. And he's got a black mask, like the mask that we've been wearing for the last couple of years. I can't see his shoes from here.
Okay, do you have an approximate age for him?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Just give me an estimate on how old he is.
Yeah, I'd say, mid-50s. Mid-50s.
All right, copy that. Yep, if you want to go ahead and roll, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. Let's see if he'll hopefully get off the bus pretty quick. But go ahead and pull that bus over right away if you need more help. And give me a call. And we'll see what happens. A supervisor maybe meet you at Park Rose, just in case you have more trouble. And then if he does get off the bus...